What makes you, you? What are some qualities of you? How would you characterize yourself? How would other people characterize you? Would you care about how other people characterize you? Do you think the person that you are now is here because of your past? All of these questions can be summed up to one. Who are you? My name is Gerardo, and I believe that my past is the main reason I am who I am today. It has not been an easy journey, though. Yet again, most of ours aren't. The journeys are all different in a number of ways. I would always ask myself if the way people view me is more important than the way I view myself. When I was in third or fourth grade, I got bullied because I had transferred to a new school in the West Lawn neighborhood since my family had moved there from Little Village. Why did you think it was a good idea to move from Little Village to West Lawn?
Because when you were younger, thinking maybe like 9 years ago, the area wasn't the safest, especially knowing that your older brother that's older than you by 3.5 years didn't know the difference between a firecracker and a gunshot. I knew that, you know, I had you at home too much. You never really went outside due to violence that was high at the time. So just to move to a safer area where gun violence wasn't exposed as it was back in the Little Village area, and giving you the opportunity to enjoy of, you know, having a nice childhood playing outside like a normal kid should, was the main reason why we moved. And the second reason was because we lived in an apartment where, you know, you had family members that lived upstairs, downstairs, and after so many years and having a third family member join, which is your younger sibling, it was time to get a bigger house, bigger space for all of you to have your own bedroom and, you know, have our own family living in residential home where you have a yard to enjoy and everything, unlike an apartment building. So those are the main reasons that we decided to move from the area to where we're at now.
That was my mom on why she moved from Little Village to West Lawn. Moving from one place to another is significant in one's life. Moving from somewhere you live most of your life and know a lot of people from to somewhere you didn't even know existed, that's tough and has a big impact. My uncle, grandma, aunts, and as well as my family lived together in one big three-story apartment. Most of my mom's side of the family lived in that neighborhood and we were all close, living only 5 to 10 minutes away walking from each other. Not seeing them every day anymore didn't impact my life until when the bullying started. Because of bullying, I questioned my sexuality. I wanted to experiment. To this day, I feel that the only reason I questioned my sexuality was to feel accepted, to seem cool, to seem unique and different. Little did I know that would have made it worse. People went from calling me loser and loner to bitch, cunt, faggot, sissy, and wuss. Here is my friend Melissa, who was a witness of my bullying but never spoke up. I forgive her, of course, for not doing so, but I'm happy that somebody witnessed it.
People would describe me or say like things about me to you. Do you think that accurately defines how I was as a person?
No, honestly, it doesn't, because all people would say was all these negative things, but you were an amazing person, honestly. You weren't afraid to be yourself, like despite what people would say, like you still continued like expressing who you are. Like, that was something that really inspired me, like, because I was always so quiet, and I didn't want people to kind of talk smack about me, so I would always stay quiet. But then I saw you, I was like, he's not afraid of being himself despite what all these people are saying, and I'm like, I truly admire Gerardo for that.
Mm-hmm. So do you think it wasn't my fault? Do you think people were just very judgmental about me?
Yeah, honestly, people were, like, they would say stuff about your voice, like, oh, like, he sounds this and this, and I'm like, okay. They were very judging, I'd say, like, everyone was. Everyone who bullied you was very judgmental. They never really saw the real you because they were just phased and like in a haze, like oh, like, because they kept judging you. And I was like, they never really got to see the real you, which was very saddening, because it's like, damn, like they let all these judgments like kind of cover up who that person truly is.
Because of bullying, I experienced depression and suicidal thoughts at a very young age. I felt like I didn't have a purpose in life. I had no friends to talk to about this. I couldn't tell my family about it because I feared the reaction that they would have. I was on my own. Eventually, I gave up and attempted to commit suicide. Clearly and thankfully, that didn't work out as I wanted it to. It was these times when I missed living in the same house as my aunts, uncle, and grandma. My grandma, honestly, is one of the strongest women I know in my life. She raised 7 kids on her own because my grandfather was constantly in and out of prison. She did a good job. All of her kids are now living life, working, and supporting each other. They always give her what she needs as a thank you for all the sacrifices she's done for them in the past. Not seeing them anymore on a daily basis did make me feel lonely. They would always know how to cheer me up, and sometimes they would cheer me up without even knowing or trying to do so or even knowing that they did. You have made it to the end of my podcast. Before concluding, I would like to give a shout out to my friend Melissa and my mom who helped me put this podcast together and for being a part of it. Thank you so much for listening. This podcast has really helped me open up with my personal issues and talking them out. As of right now, based on my past, I believe that my purpose in life is doing my best to achieve and earn future. I have many plans in my future that I want to one day get to. I would like to end with the message that everything that happens in your life is for a reason. Never let anyone feel like they can walk all over you. Never feel like your life has no purpose. Never feel like you don't have a purpose. Life is tough at points, but don't give up so easily. Bad experiences are meant to help us grow as a person, not keep us down all the time.